Well, last night on the program, we spoke about the concept of free work and unpaid internships and work experience and the like. And it was all off the back of some comments made by the boss of Muffin Break last week. But I thought, what are the legalities around this? We've all expressed our opinion on whether or not there's any value in it. But do we know if we're breaking the law, etc., or getting what we deserve? To help us through that, we're joined by Nicholas Maruchek. He's the director of MKI Legal and joins us now. Nick, look, it seems like a good, in concept, it seems like a good idea, unpaid internships or work experience, but what can we and can't we do, or what can businesses get away with without being in breach, so to speak?
Yes, Stephen. So when it comes to unpaid work arrangements, some are legal and some are not. And sometimes it's pretty straightforward and sometimes it's a bit of a grey area. So when it comes to straightforward arrangements, if it's part of a formal educational or training course, such as a university or a TAFE, you need to do some work experience to get your qualifications.
Yep.
Those are generally pretty clear cut. Those can be unpaid and they're acceptable.
So, for instance, we were talking to a lady last night who's doing an aged care course, and she's required to do 120 hours of unpaid work in an aged care facility as part of her course. So that is legal. Yeah,
and generally uncontentious.
Sure.
We often get into the grey areas when it comes to work experience, in quotation marks, outside of a formal training course. So that is a little bit more tricky. When it comes to those type of arrangements, it's legal if the main purpose of it is to educate the worker. And the work that the worker does is mainly observational. So they're there just to have a look around, see what's going on. It becomes unlawful, and the worker should be paid if the worker is doing productive work. So work that generates a profit for the business, or work that's normally done by an employee. So that's when we often find people being taken advantage of. And if they're doing that kind of work, they should be paid.
So let's use the radio stations as an example. We might have we had a call from one of our network stations last night, a young bloke that's doing work experience there. So if he was to come in and sit with me in the studio, watch what I'm doing, maybe one night I let him sit behind the panel and push the buttons, in the ad breaks, I'm sort of telling him why we're doing this, that, and the other, that's work experience. But if I was to put him behind the panel for 5 days straight and say, you push the buttons, that'd be a different thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. So, and work experience is really about you sitting down and teaching the worker and then it's about them.
Yeah.
As soon as it becomes for the benefit of the business, that's when it becomes productive work.
What about the concept of an internship where a business might say, well, I want you to come in for a week, we'll see if you're any good, and if you are the right person, then we'll give you a full-time job at the end of it?
Yes, so that falls into a category of law where we're really talking about unpaid trials here.
Yep.
And when it comes to unpaid trials, again, some can be legal and some are not. An unpaid trial is legal if it's for a brief period of time just to allow the employee or the worker to demonstrate their skill. So basically to prove that they can do the job. So often that's only for a few hours, you know, a part of a day. As soon as the unpaid trial turns into a full shift or a few shifts in a row, or even a week is definitely too long, that becomes illegal, and that's where the worker should be paid. So an unpaid trial really just be for the minimum amount of time necessary to prove that the worker has the skills to do the job.
Yeah.
So a week is definitely too long.
Okay, so and I guess the real proof is in the pudding is if there is a fair income job there at the end of it.
Yeah, that's right. There's got to be, and the whole purpose of this unpaid trial is to fill a role. If there's no role, no paid role, then it's a bit of a sham arrangement and it would be unlawful and the worker should be paid all their minimum entitlements.
So, Nick, I guess at the end of the day, I mean, whilst it might seem fairly murky, it's actually pretty straightforward.
It is, that's right. Legally, it is straightforward, but in practice, there are a group of society that often a vulnerable group of people that are taken advantage of, and some of these include young people and students, and they sometimes are underpaid and are fairly abused.
Yeah, it's look, it's one of those things, isn't it? There'd be plenty of people out there from older generations thinking, well, young people should do whatever it takes to get their foot in the door. But, you know, times do change and there are laws that we have to adhere to, Nick.
That's right.
Nick, good to talk to you this evening.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Nick Maruchek from MKI Legal. Well, I hope that clears that up from our discussion last night. 13 27 10 is the number.